This, the military and Nazi officials emphasized to German troops ready to invade the Soviet Union, was to be an ideological war to the death. The Russians would give no quarter. They were fanatically committed to the communist regime, and therefore would probably not take German prisoners. The Soviets had not signed the Geneva Convention, protecting prisoners of war. And in effect, German troops were told, this is a war to be fought without rules. This is a war in which anything is possible. Special commando units of the SS, the so-called Einsatzgruppen, were to follow the troops into the Soviet Union and were given, quote, special tasks, that is, the wholesale murder of the Jewish population of Poland and the Western Soviet Union. The military was clearly told these special tasks had been authorized by the highest levels of the National Socialist State. These Einsatzgruppen would try to stay out of the way of the army, but the army was also to make room for the activities and to help, not hinder, the work of these Einsatzgruppen. The invasion of the Soviet Union began on June 22, 1941, 129 years to the day after Napoleon's invasion of Russia in 1812. It was the largest military operation in human history, calling for an advance into Russia that would literally run from the Baltic down to the Caspian Sea. Initially, the victories of the Germans were absolutely stunning. The German army drove deep into the Soviet Union, inflicting hundreds of thousands of casualties on the Red Army, taking hundreds of thousands of prisoners. Victories on a scale unmatched in German, indeed in European history. The Russians were apparently caught completely by surprise. Within weeks, Leningrad was under siege. Kiev in the Ukraine was taken. And German troops in the center began to bear down on Moscow. The offensive slowed in the fall of 1941 when rain and mechanical difficulties, as well as mounting casualties, threatened to bring the offensive to a halt. The Germans were driving deep into the Soviet Union. They were taking prisoners at a pace, an inconceivable pace. The Russians had suffered terrible casualties, unbelievable casualties, and yet had not surrendered, had not broken. It began to rain in the fall of 1941, and the tanks began to bog down. They also broke down simply because of the enormous pace that they had been keeping as they moved into the Soviet Union. They needed maintenance. They needed supplies. Now German supply lines were very, very extended and quite vulnerable. Finally, in November, a decision was made to make one final push for Moscow. And a German drive was launched against the Soviet capital. Then, on December 6th, 1941, the Red Army caught the Germans by surprise, launching a massive counterattack before Moscow, hurling the Germans back, saving the Soviet capital, and bringing any German hopes for an easy, quick blitzkrieg victory to a halt. German troops found themselves fighting in front of Moscow in November and early December in lightweight summer uniforms in temperatures that now fell to 15 and 20 degrees below zero. The rains of fall had turned into the snows of a Russian winter, and the Soviets were on the move. The blitzkrieg phase of the war was now over. And a new phase of the war was about to begin. All the way across the globe, in the Pacific, at Pearl Harbor, Japanese aircraft would attack the American naval installations in the Hawaiian Islands, hurling the United States, Japan, and the European colonial possessions in Southeast Asia into the conflict. By December 7th, 1941, the war in Europe had now expanded to be a world war on December 11th, 1941, Adolf Hitler would declare war on the United States. And what had begun as a European war now encircled the globe.